Yeah, really glad to officially open the new extension to Spruce Point Pier Harbour in Killybegs. It's really significant development for Killybegs Harbour, and it has been going on over the last 4 to 5 years in terms of the construction of it. It has almost doubled the capacity and the berthage available at Smooth Point Harbour by adding 125 metres of harbour and berthage space, bringing the total size now of the Smooth Point Pier to 275 metres. So it's involved a €35 million investment from my department. And it reflects really the commitment of the government to the fact that Killybegs is the preeminent fishing harbour in the country, and that we want to ensure it stays that way by continuing to invest in it, and also by supporting the fishing sector, and alongside that as well, placing Killybegs in a strong position too to avail of future opportunities in other sectors, such as the particular capacity and potential there is in the wind energy sector in the years ahead.
And in what ways is the extension going to benefit the industry and for Killybegs in general?
Well, 125 metres is a very, very significant amount of pier site space, and €35 million is a massive investment in the harbour. But it was needed because there were capacity challenges coming in Killybegs in terms of the size of fishing boats that are using the harbour now, and needing to ensure that there is the capacity in Killybegs to be able to properly service those. So it's a really significant capital and infrastructure investment for the fishing sector in Killybegs, but also what it does as well is to make sure that Killybegs Harbour continues to develop and puts it in a place to be able to avail of future opportunities. And what we've seen happening in Killybegs in recent years is a really strong engineering and shipbuilding and indeed technology industry and service industry build up in support of the fishing sector, and that has great capacity to continue to not just service the Irish fleet, but also to be able to service boats from different countries that may wish to utilise it, but also as well to be able to put Killybegs and the industries that the supporting industries in the town very much in a strong place as well to be able to service future industries such as the wind energy sector in the years ahead too.